Passion is momentary. Love is enduring. John Wood. Welcome to the show. Just to get things started, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about me. I played college basketball, and it was amazing. I also have been working as a basketball trainer, and it has been very educational. However, I created Gym Rat J to reach out to as many players, parents, and coaches to offer the tools and skills that are needed and necessary for on the court and off the court, so you can be the best person and player that you can be. And one of the questions I've kept asking myself is, what can I offer you? I obviously want to start this channel to basically help you guys. This is for your benefit, right? I guess I want to be as clear as I possibly can, so you know what to expect from me. So what you're going to learn from me is how to overcome challenges as well as helpful tips for on the court and off the court. And I'll walk you through what on the court and off the court mean and why they're both important and why having a gym rat mentality for both is my goal for you. These tips, these tricks, whatever you want to call them, will help you make it to the next level, whether that's going to be college, the local club team, or simply learning more about basketball. We all can learn to be better, and we all should adapt new skills and mindsets, simply because we should be our best selves. So in this episode, the tip or the skill I want to teach you today is the difference between passion and love. Like John Wooden said, passion is momentary and love is enduring. Now, according to Webster Dictionary, I had to look it up because I wanted to be as clear as I can. So according to Webster Dictionary, passion is defined as intense, driving, or overmastering feeling. Passion comes and goes. Passion is closely associated with emotions, and this has been outdated, but it used to be related to the word suffering. When I have passion for something, my emotions rise and fall, my heart pounds, and my mind races. I enjoy the moment and relish in the thrill. But how long does that last for? It doesn't last long. If you're wondering the answer, that doesn't last long. I would honestly define passion as fleeting or fragile. It comes and goes, and it is quite simply temporary. Now, what is love defined as? Again, according to Webster Dictionary, love is affection based on admiration. It is benevolence. Look up that one. It's a good word. It is assurance. And more importantly, it is devotion. Love stays. Love is secure. When you truly love something or someone, right? This doesn't have to be strictly just about basketball right now. You grow stronger in your resolve. You become better and different. It is permanent. Basketball is simply a reflection of life. It's a symbolic way to overcome challenges. And we all know life is never easy. And if we only rely on our passion for life, on our passion for basketball, what's going to happen? We're going to eventually become burnt out. We're going to eventually rely on our emotions, on our thrills, and then what's going to happen? It's just going to die, and we're going to move on to the next thing, right? But if we love the game, if we love life, we will conquer it as we'll let it conquer us. It will stay. It will become permanent. If we're just passionate about basketball, we're going to find something else to fuel our moments, right? I want you to learn to love the game and not love what you benefit from it. I don't want you to play for any attention or praise, or I don't want you to play to be noticed or any out of obligation you have to someone or some organization. No, that's not why you play. That's not why you hoop. You hoop and you live life for the love of it. This is a priority you need to have. You need to learn to love basketball first and foremost. Now, You may be asking yourself, how do I do this? How do I pull this off? Or how do I learn to love basketball in a way that I probably have never considered? And I would tell you that the first thing you need to do is you need to find somebody who loves the game more than you do. That could be a friend, a coach, a peer even, somebody that you can connect with, and somebody that, like I said, who loves the game more than you do right now. Surrounding yourself with somebody like that can honestly be a game changer. It can help you appreciate things about the sport or things about life, right? Because this is a symmetry that you may not have ever considered before. Now, let's say you don't have any access, it's a funny way to put it. Let's say you don't know anybody that you can connect with in this way. That is perfectly fine. YouTube is a great resource to learn. And I've learned a lot from two main channels. They are Deep Game and By Any Means Basketball. Just look those guys up. If you don't know anyone in your area, you know, just if you don't know anyone personally, these guys could help you. They can help you really appreciate the game of basketball and giving you that mindset of loving the sport. Something else that you can do to find that love for the game is have a goal that is new or have a goal that's unique. A goal that you've maybe never thought of before or have never tried before. That alone can make the game exciting again. That alone can rekindle that love for the game again. Even if it's simply just to have a goal to have fun while you play or to have a positive attitude when you're working out. It's something simple like that goes a long ways. How to play has been one of the best experiences I've ever had. And it's been one of the most important for me as a player and even more importantly as a person. However, my personal favorite on finding that love for the game is to teach someone how to play the game of basketball. Simple as that. For me, this has brought the love of the sport into my life in a new and unique way. Teaching kids and players, this is your journey, and I want you to find what works for you. Now, we're going to wrap it up for today, but for those who may be struggling with a coach, stay tuned for next week. We're going to be talking about how to work through those situations. Thanks for listening, guys. Stay alert for the new episodes. Tell your friends and please follow the channel for the new content. Expect more each week. I'm committed to this for you guys. You can also reach me on Facebook. Just look up Gymrat J and feel free to reach out with any questions or what you would like to discuss. Till next week.